With WFIU's Arts News, I'm David Wood. Training for a new job can be hard. There are rules to learn, new lingo, maybe even a whole new set of skills. But what if your new job was as a tattoo artist, and on your first day you had to permanently ink someone's body? A group of Bloomington artists has been trying to answer that question as they train as tattooists. As WFIU's Mia Partler reports, they're apprenticing with an experienced instructor and recently opened their own studio.
Becky Woodeman sits on a comfortable sofa in the lobby of her tattoo studio. She's surrounded by knickknacks, books, and tables stocked with art supplies.
We kept trying to find a space that kind of invoked comfort, and I think, you know, we have a lot of antique items around, or just, it's kind of a feel of your grandparents' house.
Last winter, Woodeman wanted to learn how to tattoo, so she sought out artists whose work she liked and asked them if they wanted to open a business with her. She found three artists, hired an experienced teacher, and together they opened Heirloom Tattoo Studio, which is tucked away above a glasswork gallery on West 6th Street in downtown Bloomington. There are no signs for the studio outside the building, and you probably wouldn't be able to find it unless you knew where to look. This is by design.
I kind of like that it's a little hidden. It's kind of like a secret.
On a recent Thursday afternoon, Kay Hutchins stood in the small studio, chatting with her apprentices about the recent tattoos they'd done. She's in charge of training for all four apprentices.
I never thought when I did take on an apprenticeship I would take on more than one at a time, so, you know, 3 to 4 is quite a load.
Hutchins has been tattooing for 7 years. At Heirloom Studio, she takes on clients and focuses on teaching the apprentices. She was essentially a backseat driver as the students did their first tattoos.
I was standing in the room and I was watching them and I'd give them, you know, well, you need to back the needle off, you need to go slower, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Woodeman remembers when Hutchins turned her loose to do her first tattoo.
It's the most horrific experience you can ever go through. But I think, you know, we started out with fruit, of all things, with oranges, bananas, and that's a really good way to get familiar with holding the machines, with kind of getting a sense of how deep you should go.
The first tattoo Woodeman gave under Hutchins' guidance was on herself. That's common. So is tattooing friends who get free or cheap tattoos. The artists feel more comfortable with people who know their skill level.
Here or here?
Any place that you'd like. I know that you don't like your tattoos to be super close together, right? What? So in here is going to be okay. Super tight.
Oh, there's so much that goes into it. For one, you can't really rotate a person like you can rotate a piece of paper. So you have to be able to draw curves and straight lines in any direction.
That's Corey Clements. He's been tattooing his girlfriend, Erin Brady, and given her several tattoos over the past few months.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6.
Today, Clements is giving Brady a tattoo of swirling hypno glasses, which will sit on her arm alongside a tattoo he'd previously given her of a hand holding a quill. Clements has been tattooing for several months, but he's been drawing, illustrating, and printmaking for years and calls tattooing a natural next step for his art.
Drawing, like, normally for me is just a very relaxing hobby where, you know, I can just clear my mind and draw, but it's not like that with tattooing. It's kind of the opposite.
Are you worried that you're turning this thing that you love and that's relaxing into something that's like a lot of hard work and it's really stressful?
Every day. Yeah, this is definitely something. I love artwork. I love being around it and creating it. But the pressure sometimes is, it's hard to produce when you're under pressure to produce.
Learning to tattoo certainly has higher stakes than learning how to draw or paint. The marks are permanent on someone else's body. But Woodeman says coming to terms with the pressure is part of the learning process.
It's a complicated medium that really requires just practice. And it is hard when you do your first tattoos because they're not going to be good. And I think people need to realize that going into it. It's going to take a while till you get a steady hand and a steady line. But eventually you grow confidence.
The artists at Heirloom Tattoo Studio will keep tattooing their friends until they feel comfortable taking walk-ins or appointments with strangers. They hope to have open studio hours within a year, and maybe eventually a sign. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
They may not have a sign, but they do have a website. Go to ours at wfiu.org/arts for more information. Special production support for our Artist in the Making series comes from the Bloomington Art Commission. For WFIU's Arts News, I'm David Wood.